A lot of you vote in the Twitter poll today. Who are you pulling hardest for in the Sweet 16 tournament games? I gave you the choices, South Carolina, Purdue, or other. Boys, it looks like the Colt DeFrank is alive and well on Twitter. 49% have chosen South Carolina as the team they're pulling hardest for in the Sweet 16 games. 38% going with Purdue, 13% other. I am legitimately surprised by this because I thought the Kansas hate would get out there more with Purdue being there. And that's why I tried to phrase it to make it closer. Who are you pulling for hardest in the Sweet 16 games? Because if I put just the rest of the tournament, like, that could take some of the luster off of Purdue.
Yeah.
Because people won't care as much about that. They just want them to knock out Kansas. So I try to even it up that way. Now, my Twitter followers admittedly are probably going to skew towards being Colt DeFrank members, and that is a part of what's going on here. But we retweeted it from Powercat Game Day, from the game. Like, I think that gives us more of a broad spectrum of respondents here, and yearning for the good old days is basically winning out over hating Kansas. That's what's happened here.
Well, I think that Purdue would be ahead of South Carolina if Purdue were like a Cinderella story, or if Purdue were a Northern Iowa or something like that.
But you do? You think that makes an impact?
I think it does a little bit. I think that, you know, people are just kind of meh on Purdue because they are a solid program and they've been a solid program for a while. If it were a Cinderella story, I think results would be a little different.
Maybe if it were here's what I would say about that. I think you may be on the right track, but I would say if we were talking about first-round games somehow here, like who are you rooting for most in the first round that's not K-State, if that were the scenario, maybe you'd have people rooting for, you know, if it's the 14, 15, 16, whatever seed yeah. It is that's playing Kansas, just because that would be such a crazy upset. Like, you'd be pulling even harder for that because it would be the super miraculous upset. I think if you want to take it down that road, I would agree.
Okay.
I could get behind that. We've had some other responses here. Let's see. I got a team state conference in that order, so they're rooting for the Jayhawks. That would be the one person that got in on that.
No.
Not a fan? Okay.
No.
I'll move on. Our friend Andrew says he's going to choose other and root for the refs.
Well, that's a possibility.
I don't know if that means, are you rooting then for like chaos and the refs to be bad and make everybody mad, or are you rooting for, hey, this is going to be a well-officiated game?
No, you want chaos.
Okay, that's what I figured. Knowing Andrew, too, I think that's probably
chaos. Yeah, we need to bring awareness to the state of college officiating.
I did ask him if John Higgins was doing the games in Kansas City. He says, no Higgins for Oregon. Michigan might be here for Purdue KU.
Hope not.
Arizona is a response that I've gotten twice. Jeff and Mitchell have both weighed in and said Arizona. I think Arizona, like I always, as a kid, kind of liked Arizona. I figure maybe some of it started after they beat Kansas in 1997. I mean, I was so young then, I don't know if I really cared all that much, but they were like a cool program. And
Yeah. Speaking
of basketball shorts, as weird as it is, like, I liked how their uniforms looked. They just had a cool vibe to them. So I did used to root for Arizona because K-State was, Lord knows, never in the tournament back then. So I could see how some people are still behind that, and that may be some of it.
I'd probably pull for Arizona over Xavier. And I don't really have anything against Xavier, but they're there too often. Xavier gets to the Sweet 16 too often.
Well, if we're going by your theory, when you were getting after me for hating on Butler so much and you blamed it more on what happened in the Xavier game that K-State lost to go to the Final Four,
true.
You should hate Xavier.
True.
Because they gave the alley to the Butler oop.
Yeah.
They were the alley.
Most matchups tonight I'll be cheering for what my bracket would benefit from.
Okay, fair enough. Ben says he's fully Colt DeFrank, so he, I'm sure, was one of the people voting South Carolina in the poll. Appreciate everybody who participated in that. Now, before we get to You Can't Be Serious, what we've all been waiting for, World Baseball Classic takes.
Did you watch last night?
I mean, I know the U.S. won, and I know that Eric Hosmer played. And
got
I know
a base
that,
hit.
And I know that Marcus Stroman pitched, and his dad is a giant bodybuilder. That's what I know about the World Baseball Classic.
It was a little bit intriguing because Marcus Stroman originally said that he wanted to play for Puerto Rico in the tournament, but then changed his mind and did the U.S. And they have really weird rules on like how many different nations you can actually compete for. But the whole thing I thought was weird, along with the fact that I just don't like the World Baseball Classic in general because of things like Salvador Perez's injury, which could have been a lot worse. The timing with it is really bad, and it's also harder to watch because it's MLB Network. But I don't understand the U.S. playing Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is part of the United States. Puerto Ricans are American citizens. They have American passports, all of that. I just don't understand why they divide it up and have America playing against Americans in the final of the World Baseball Classic. It's just strange to me.
No, I can understand. I mean, you're right. You're not wrong. Like, I won't tell you you're wrong, but I just don't. I can't, I'm still trying to work myself into baseball mode. I was almost there more before the tournament started, but now the tournament's here and I'm just so immersed in everything. I just can't bring myself to sit there and watch too much in the way of baseball, and especially just games that, I mean, to me it's basically akin to a spring training game. I'd rather watch a Royals spring training
game.
Because,
you know, and I would be, people try to, you know, make it as big as like the World Cup or something like soccer related, but during the World Cup, you can go around and see people wearing U.S. jerseys and America sweatshirts and all the gear.
Oh, it's a way bigger deal.
There's no gear for the World Baseball Classic. I mean, there is, but you don't see it. Like, if you're going to a store around town, you don't see it. Plus, the U.S.'s baseball, like, the U.S. baseball logo is absolutely horrible. Like, the stuff that they wear is bad. So I think that if they could improve on that and actually get the merchandise going out, maybe people would care a little bit more.
Here's a question that I had that I just posed to a friend of mine. Let's say the World Baseball Classic was still going on, like there's another game left or something, would you rather watch random World Baseball Classic game or the who's Cal State Bakersfield playing again? I already forgot.
UCF.
Would you rather watch UCF Cal State Bakersfield in the NIT semifinals or a random World Baseball Classic game?
I'll tell you what I'd watch. I'd watch Big Brother instead of either of those two.
It's a good callback to earlier in the show. You Can't Be Serious is going to wrap this thing up next.